Would you rather guard AI in his prime? No help. No help defense.
Island?
One-on-one.
Island?
ISO.
Island?
Or guard Shaq in his prime with no help?
Not going to let the Shaq's nuts hit me in the back of my head, bro.
You don't want to feel the diesel? See? Would you rather have Steph Curry's shot with Kendrick Perkins' bag and athleticism?
Okay.
Or LeBron's athleticism with Kwame Brown's finishing and Celtic Rondo's jump shot?
No!
Yo, Ashley's still here.
Oh, it's gone. Welcome back to No Limit Sports. We got a special edition for you guys here today. We got an NBA Would You Rather. Now, we're going to tweak it up a little bit here. So we got some special smelling salts for you right here. Now, if you feel like these questions are a little too far borderline and you do not want to answer them, ooh, buddy, you're going to have to take a sniff of this shit.
Sniff that. So, anybody doubting if it's real, Jeff's going to do a test trial right now for us.
Let me tell you what I'm not going to do, but, you know what, fuck it. Let me just get a little, you know. Yeah, no, it's real. No, it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real.
Yeah, but yo, if you have to put that right in.
No.
Yeah. You're answering questions.
We have a three-strike rule. If you're on strike three of a sniff, you got to take a nose blaster. All right,
so the first one has to be like here, though.
Okay, fair. Second one?
Yo, you're fucking wild. How can they get worse, bro?
I think all of them should have to be like right here.
Chin level.
Chin level is fair. No, man. When you're on strike three, you should have you should be able to get penalized.
Strike three, you have to put it right.
Yeah,
right
I think loser, like you, the loser.
Yeah,
right up.
So you know what? You better be careful with the ones you're skipping.
What you guys say? I'm answering the questions.
Yeah.
All right, man. Pass it over to Sosa. Sosa has those in his phone. He was hiding them all week, so we didn't have any time to prepare. Wise guy, thought about it well in advance.
All right, so the thing is, we're going to start off light.
Okay? All right.
So, would you rather guard AI in his prime? No help. No help defense.
Island?
One-on-one.
Island?
ISO.
Island?
Or guard Shaq in his prime with no help?
Are we asking a person, single person, or everybody just answer?
Like, what would you do?
I'm guarding AI.
Why not? Why Shaq?
I'm not letting Shaq's nuts
hit me
in the back
of my head.
Not going to let the Shaq's nuts hit me in the back of my head, bro.
Yeah, get broken than fucking...
You don't want to feel the diesel?
See, the thing with AI is that you have a chance of just giving up a shot and just praying that he breaks it.
No. How about this? To make it to add to the question, we got to play press defense.
Yeah. You play
tough
defense.
You got to be in the shirt.
Yeah.
But what happens to me if he...
He's gonna shift. He's gonna shift you, and you're gonna be out of the frame.
That's fine.
He's
probably dropping 70.
I'm guarding Shaq. Why are you gonna guard Shaq?
Probably
crack my head.
But why would you make that decision though?
Because I know he's gonna bump me once, and then I'm done. Like
you think?
God,
would you rather get bumped or would you rather just get left?
That's way more embarrassing, bro. Your ankles snatched?
No.
My ankles are getting snatched.
I'm not concerned about Shaq.
Balls to the face from Shaq.
I'm not taking balls to my face.
I don't think that's your decision.
I'm gonna fall.
That's what you think until all of a sudden he gets the ball and he's in the middle of the paint and you're standing there like this. Look, you're like this. And he just rises.
There's no way he can reach it.
Not reaching the net here.
So I will just game up to 11 and you have to guard him 11 times doing that.
That's crazy.
That's a bruiser.
Then
bro.
I'd rather guard AI.
Because AI's.
No way, AI, your ankles are getting snatched. At least, okay.
You're out
play
there
press defense?
For sure.
Play press defense. You're reaching for the ball?
Yeah, you're just going to have to hit those ones where you're like, you missed the ball and you're like, you just start looking at the basket for when he's shooting it and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But realistically, we could lock him up a couple possessions. Like, realistically.
I don't know about that, bro. We can't even lock each other up.
Are you playing now? Now, the rules now?
What kind of rules? What do you mean?
Like NBA rules currently?
Oh, what different rules would make a difference?
This is getting carry all day.
No, they don't.
They're worse now, gang.
Okay? Make sure they call it, bro.
No. They're worse now. Motherfuckers be like.
First of all, there's no ref.
Is it? We're in the park.
That's even worse, bro.
We're in the park.
It doesn't even matter where we are, bro. We can't even guard each other consistently. Imagine guarding prime Allen Iverson.
I don't know.
Basically, in both scenarios, you're getting cooked. You're just choosing which one you want to receive.
Okay, if it's just one play, Shaq. If it's a whole game, yeah. But I don't know, man. See, AI, you're going to get left like multiple times.
Bro, what if you actually sprain your ankle, bro?
That's you're out.
You could sprain your ankle, bro.
So what if you get concussed after fucking trying to stand up to Shaq? Listen,
I don't care about getting concussed or being hurt. I'm just not taking a ball. This guy's wilding, bro. A ball sack to the face.
You'd rather take a concussion over a sprained ankle?
Like, I don't know why you're taking a ball sack. First of all, the guy is way taller than us.
Are you just asking, like, who do you think you have a better chance at stopping? Because realistically, I think I have a better chance of stopping AI than I have.
100%.
I think it's like, would you rather get embarrassed by AI or Shaq?
That's basically that's the question. That's the question. That's really the question.
We don't have a chance with any of them, man.
Whatever. I think I can guard AI for AI. One play. Nice one play where I anticipate where he's going.
That'd be pretty sick. You'd be viral.
If what? If
AI just crossed you over. Shaq is not going to go viral.
That is true. Yeah, like he does that. Who? He literally... It's true. You got a name from that. What's the second question, Dersos?
Would you rather trash talk a prime Michael Jordan and guard him all game? Okay? You got to guard him all game. All 42 minutes. However long it is. 48.
if he's not sitting on the bench at all.
Well, you trash talk him, he ain't sitting on the bench.
Yeah. Or have Dennis Rodman guard you all game.
That's a tough one. Good question.
Prime weirdo Dennis Rodman.
Oh, damn.
I'm talking shit to Michael. He's putting up a 75, and I'm going to just call it a day.
At least you could take credit for that. Like, I'm going to talk shit to Michael and take credit for
there's
that.
There's something I'm getting at.
Why don't you want to guard Rodman?
Why don't I want Rodman
to guard you? Even better for you.
Every time I set a screen, he's probably going to step up right behind me and
exactly.
Shit. Yeah, no, I don't want that. I don't want him to step up right behind me when I'm setting the screen there.
Locking on Michael.
Oh, here he goes.
I think there's a benefit in talking.
What's saying that he's going to drop 75? Why do you think that? I can drop 75 on MJ. We're just talking some bullshit hypotheticals here.
He's the best basketball player of all time. He's the best basketball player of all time. The greatest. They call those the GOATs. but he is one of them ones.
Has he ever played me?
Oof. He hasn't played you still. He hasn't played you still.
Say that he's better than me then. Locking his ass up.
Alright, you gonna put him in a blender?
Yeah.
You know what, bro? In Tree Line, they taught us if you believe you will succeed. They used to say that triumphantly.
You will suck seeds?
How was that funny, though?
I think objectively. Succeed.
Am I crazy or did he say that?
Succeed.
Bro? Succeed.
How do you guys say it? How do you guys say it?
I don't know if I'm sucking seeds, bro.
How do you guys say it, though? How do you guys say succeed?
See, the way you say it is crazy, bro.
Establish success.
It's a different word, bro. Like,
look, succeed, and yours is suck seed.
Yeah.
Here you succeed. That's how I'm supposed to say.
Nah, nah, nah. You're just saying it fast.
Okay, you didn't answer the question, brother.
Yeah, I'm talking trash to Jordan.
I can't have a guy with a bull nose ring guarding me all day. And he doesn't care about the offense. He's literally honed in.
He probably danks too from whatever he was doing the night before.
That's what Shaq said. And then he's slapping the shit out of the ball, bro.
Yeah.
You go for a shot.
You're getting fucked up.
And he looks like the type of guy that
zero boards.
And looks like the type of guy that like who's really sweaty on the court, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like
he's just playing defense. Yeah, man.
Wait, with MJ, is he playing defense on you?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But that's even better.
Okay. All right. I told you, starting off light, you know?
All right.
Easy. But here's a thinker.
This is going to go up from left field.
Would you rather have Steph Curry shot with Kendrick Perkins' bag and athleticism?
Okay.
Or LeBron's athleticism with Kwame Brown's finishing and Celtic Rondo's jump shot.
That's fucked up. Athleticism. Rondo didn't have that bad of a shot, bro.
It was very bad, bro. On the Celtics? Bad. Bro, do you remember how Mads used to guard him?
It wasn't
from
that
the free throw line, bro.
I don't think his shot was that bad.
I'm bro. Taking Steph Curry's shot, bro. With Kendrick Perkins' athleticism. I'm taking it to Steph Curry's shot.
Yeah, but yo, if you have LeBron's athleticism, then you can just drive and dunk, no?
Nah, brother, but you have Kwame Brown's finishing, bro. Oh.
You're not finishing nothing.
Kwame Brown?
Yeah, okay. At one point, he was a...
I missed that.
He's a top draft pick. He's a prospect.
No, we're talking about NBA, bro.
Like playing?
NBA,
bro. Okay.
You're in the NBA, bro.
Yeah, I understand.
And you're LeBron's athleticism. So, all right, you, You could jump and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't finish.
You want a legit answer to that question? Plug those two scenarios into 2K. And I'm pretty sure the Steph Curry shot will score first.
You know what? That's a great idea.
That's a great, a phenomenal great idea. But I think, like, long enough, you're that athletic, you're going to get a wide open shot. What? You're knocking. As Kendrick Perkins, being unathletic as he was or is.
Are you Kendrick Perkins size too?
That's extra brick. That's extra brick. Like,
no, nah, Kendrick Perkins size is
weight off the screen. Yeah.
Weight, but not height. But you can't. What are you talking about? Off the
are
screen?
Are you Steph Curry's height?
Steph Curry's height.
That's fine.
You only have Steph Curry's shot. You don't have his speed. You're not coming off the screen.
No, but you're setting the screen.
Yeah. So I'd probably go with the LeBron athleticism still.
Why?
Oh man, so but like why? Bad.
But like why?
Nah, I'd do the Steph Curry.
You
at least
still
you have
get
the
LeBron's
shot.
Blocking and defensive abilities.
You have speed, all that stuff, right? Athleticism.
So then,
It's just athleticism, not skill, though. You just get his athleticism.
Like you have a chase down block opportunity, but you miss
that's
the
Kwame
ball.
Brown.
But you miss the ball. And
that's all Kwame Brown.
But that's I thought you said just finishing, though.
No, if we're talking about defense, you got to add that there, too. I wasn't thinking about defense.
I'm going to go with Kendrick Perkins and Steph Curry Shaw. I'm pretty sure you could jack up at least a couple.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Curry.
But like, what if they actually put bro in a put you in a strafe jacket because you're so unathletic?
That'll and happen. Like,
huh?
It'll that'll definitely happen. If you're only strength to shooting,
that'll happen, take that bro.
Away. I think you have to give Curry Kendrick's size to make this like really
fair.
Difficult.
Well, he said Kendrick's weight, but Curry's size.
I made
size.
It even worse, bro.
Kendrick's weight.
Yeah, then you're just like last season Raymond Felton, bro.
Yeah, but not. At least you can score a little.
New York Knicks legend.
You're just going to have to pull up from half court a lot. Like,
yeah.
Just a lot.
Yeah, just those deep logo threes.
We've played, that's like Bunny.
Just whipping it.
You're just throwing it at the basket from half court. You're like, bro, I didn't even think I had to guard him that far.
Okay, all right. All right, so here's one. I love this one. Oh, man. Would you rather always have to moan loudly when eating something tasty or when sitting down?
Brother, okay, well, this was NBA, bro.
This is NBA. This is NBA,
you gotta spice it up a little bit, man.
Wait, what was the question? Would you rather moan
something loudly every time you eat?
Would you rather always have to moan loudly when eating or when sitting down?
Okay, so when every time you sit down, you gotta moan or every time you're eating?
Yeah.
Both, yeah.
What do you mean both? Do you want to do both?
No,
you
know.
Okay. Both actions.
What would you rather do?
We'll go clockwise.
Nah, bro. Yo, what are you scared of, bro?
We'll go clockwise. That's why can't question, we go today? We'll okay, I'd be first.
Yeah. You can smell.
No.
You can smell. If
I'm
you
gonna. I'm just thinking about my answer correctly.
I'd rather moan when I eat.
I'd rather moan when I eat.
I just follow my teeth. So.
No, this wasn't, bro. I really.
Yo, there's a lot of times where you're just getting up and
sitting down,
bro.
Imagine
how. No, I think I'd rather do it while sitting down because you can
just stand up.
You can just stand up.
Every time you sit down. Every time you sit
you're
down,
you're never gonna sit down. You're sitting down right now.
Sit down on my ones. Yeah, if it's this opportunity, I'm standing up. All
right,
doing
so
this
yo,
podcast.
Listen, we're going on vacation, right?
And you're sitting. You have to get on the plane.
You're sitting on the plane. Motherfucker says, let's say, like, okay, yeah, everything's going good. You get there, nobody's even on the flight yet. You take your seat, you moan, nobody hears it. Now, all of a sudden, guy has to get up during the middle of the flight to use the washroom. You stand up. Fuck, I'm gonna just wait this out because you're not trying to moan twice.
Yeah, that's
you're
crazy,
not trying to sit down and then have to get up again and moan again.
You're gonna stand up.
So you stand
head
up.
Head hunched over.
Waiting.
And then the man sits down next to you and you're just gonna sit there.
Confidently.
That's what you're gonna do?
That's what you're gonna you said loud, right?
Loud, yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole plane hears.
Yeah, basically whoever's sleeping is waking up.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
But bro, then imagine you're in a food court.
But yo, food's different though. Everybody loves food, bro.
Okay.
Everybody loves food, bro.
I'm moaning loud.
So you're gonna like, how do you turn that though? Just,
bro, I love.
That's not a moan though.
What is that? A grunt? Is that a grunt?
Demonstrate.
No. See now when you're you can. This is when you just have to put your acting skills on. Be like. The fuck?
Yeah, oh, like the guys in
that?
The store, like the guys
doing
the prank.
Doing a prank, bro.
Like,
yo,
who did that?
Like, doing a cough prank.
So hold up. Now the real question is it every bite or is it at the beginning of the meal?
Chill.
That's no one but your.
It's not every bite.
That's a great question.
Oh, just the start of every meal?
Is it just the start of every meal? For sure. Yes, for sure. 1,000 while I'm eating.
Yeah, I mean, like, sitting down, you just sit down once.
I'd be excited for the food anyways, for real.
Brian's just going to go to his temple and then fucking take a seat and just...
That's crazy, bro. In a place of worship, you're bold.
Yeah, but you say you stop to eat there after.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to. It's kind of disrespectful if you refuse that food.
But it's more disrespectful just to be moaning. You're going to go for a job interview and sit down?
Oh, man, that's the first thing you do. Yeah, all right, nice to meet you.
They definitely pick you. They'd be like, look.
He catches you on one of those ones where you're about to take a seat and you shake his head at the same time. You grab his head.
They'd be like, look, the motherfucker has Tourette's and shit, bro. Look at him.
No, first, he's gay, bro. Like,
gay Tourette's, though.
Diversity hire. There you go.
Yo, they do that nowadays.
They do.
They'd be like, yo, we don't have a black guy on the team. Hire him.
That's a gay black guy.
They couldn't be me, though. I don't know what the direction of that was, though. Like, I don't know the direction of that was.
You're not going to eat at work?
Like a gay black guy.
That is crazy. Holy fuck. You just clipped that.
That was crazy still.
That motherfucker got booked for coming out the closet live. That'd be fun.
Oh, man.
It's like that Key and Peele skit when giving the speech.
All right, okay. I really thought that.
Sorry, could you imagine you're in the washroom stall, bro?
Oh, no.
Yo, bro. Come on, bro.
Holy fuck.
You could be molding? What's going on in that stall?
You clarified that it's not every bite, it's just the beginning of the meal.
You can't turn back your answer now.
I think every bite's fine, too.
You gotta stay on that.
Every bite is fine.
I'd still do it every bite.
Bro, I'd be excited for food anyways, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
And I'd just be like, you know what?
I think you guys are misinterpreting the mold.
Yo, relax, bro. You're doing your thing, bro. We'll let you do your
thing. Then you learn how to go around it, bro. You just take larger bites.
Yeah, that's. You gotta improvise. Play a poor hand well. Sorry.
But then, you never...
I don't know where you get wrapped into this. Then you'd be this.
Permanently banned from eating hot dogs and, like, bananas and shit. No,
that's Lizzie Brandon, though.
Yeah.
That is Lizzie Brandon.
Could you give up a hot dog, bro?
I actually, on God, have not eaten a hot dog in, like, probably...
Since the last clip?
Probably last summer, to be honest.
But it's a summer thing, but, like... Yo, anybody eating hot dogs in the winter right now
They're crazy still.
All right, okay. I thought that would get one to you guys. Okay. Would you rather have to announce every time you fart or smell everyone else's fart for the rest of your life?
Announce, bro. Come on, bro.
For the rest of your life.
I'm not smelling shit.
Yeah, I'd announce.
After the way you fart, shit, bro. After I smelled the way you fart, I'm announcing, bro. Because you would kill me.
I'd rather you announce.
You would kill me, bro.
I would
be dead.
You have to announce it.
No.
You have to announce.
No, but you would announce, and then at least we'd get the warning.
Okay, it's not what... For me, it's for you. What would you rather do?
Hear me out.
What would you rather do, bro?
I don't mind telling
you. This guy doesn't even fart.
I do.
He does.
He fucking does, bro.
one in two times he does it in his life. That's built up for like several weeks.
To be honest, lately I've been eating a lot of protein, bro. And yo, sometimes I'll be on my dozeness every step, yo. Nah, reals, though.
Just shit in his pants. It's not walking.
Reals, though. It's real.
Walking and shitting.
I'd be having to go to a different room.
You gotta step up these questions, bro, because this guy's just doing it. Just outing shit for regularly. That's just worse than the question, what he just said right now.
Yeah, y'all know those ones, though, bro. When you're on a heavy
protein. I definitely know those ones.
On a
I made those ones.
And then, so you ever have somebody pull up after and you're like, yo, you have to have a straight face and you're like, yo. They're like, one person. This one's actually kind of funny. So the other day it was happening, it was at my desk, right? And like it was early.
It happens to be on airplanes, bro. Airplanes, like.
I don't know. Something about the airplanes.
Air pressure, like, the altitude.
Yeah, pushes it out.
That's too descriptive.
I was at work the other day and whatever, you know, had a little toot toot. And
that's pretty weird calling it a toot toot.
And the guy came to me and was like, smells like
eggs in here.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's brutal, bro.
So I had to hit him with the. What the fuck, yo? Like, grab the Febreze, man.
Oh,
whole time good. Knowing like my bowels
spraying his ass.
Whole time knowing my bowels were about to move. Yo, you guys didn't answer the question, yo.
Ben, you didn't.
I said announce. Yeah.
What about you? Announce. You wouldn't rather smell them?
I already announce.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he does, bro.
He announces when he farts.
Well, sometimes. I can't announce it sometimes. Every fucking time, bro.
And bro, you wait until we done smelt that shit first.
Like, yo, what is that?
Yeah, that would mean stuff. Because sometimes y'all don't smell it, bro. Sometimes y'all just, you know.
No, but yo, you already done know. Because the way that shit, there's no way you went to smell it from being the proxy, bro.
I'm used to it. It depends. Some days are worse than that. Like today, I'm blessed.
Yeah, battle tested.
I ain't smell shit today.
Battle tested still.
Yeah. Okay.
What you got?
All right. Would you rather airball 2 free throws on national TV?
Okay.
Or get crossed so bad you fall? Game on the line for those free throws.
Game on the line for the cross? Did he make the shot?
Yes. Yes.
That's tough. Yes. That's tough. I'm getting crossed. Oh, no way. I'm getting crossed.
Yeah, I'll get crossed.
I'm doing the airball still.
How can you guys say that you would airball 2 free throws for the win, bro?
Everyone's gonna break. Kill you, bro. I'm sorry. Nah, I'm coming up with an excuse after the game. I'll be like, yo, honestly, I got injured during the game. My biceps, they're both fucking broken.
I'm going to use the same excuse for getting crossed, bro. Yo, there's my no ACL was torn. There's no
excuse. I was having shin splints, bro. I lost my agility. Like, it's that simple. No one's
giving you that pass. And that's viral forever. You're
the guy that got. They'd be more happy about him making the shot, not about the crossover, than they would be sad about you missing the free throws. Ty
Lue is literally only known for being crossed by AI.
He got stepped over.
But he fell.
That's all included altogether.
What was that fucking guy that got crossed up by
James Harden?
James Harden? Yeah.
Wesley. Yeah. What's his last name again? Wesley what?
Matthews.
Wesley Matthews, yeah.
It wasn't Matthews, bro. Matthews had the faux hawk.
It's only met Wesley, I know.
Oh, man. Number 33 on the Clippers. Pretty Johnson?
Sure. Pretty sure.
Wesley Johnson?
Wesley Johnson still was the name. The light skinned guy.
Yeah.
Brown skin boy.
Yeah.
What?
I guess.
Pretty descriptive there.
What? It's
black.
He's like brown skin though.
Or you just get crossed up like Brandon Knight and then just.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on, bro. Brandon Knight, you know those guys that got crossed up, bro.
Brandon Knight had a tough go at it for a couple of
days. Brandon Knight.
He couldn't escape it though.
Yeah, he was already falling.
He was done, bro. He was done. You see, those crossovers are bad.
Man. But like,
think about it though. You missed the first free throw and the guy...
But yo, it's for the win, bro.
So the free throws aren't? What are the free throws for?
The free throws are for the win. Would you rather be coached by Bill Belichick, but he only speaks in riddles? Or by Dan Campbell and he expects you to literally bite kneecaps?
Bro, Dan Campbell's the type of coach I'd play for, man.
So you're literally going to bite kneecaps?
What do you mean by that, though?
You're gonna bite other.
It's a fucking literally bite kneecaps. How much more clear do you want me to get,
bro? Kirby Joseph bites kneecaps.
All right, bro. That's weird,
bro.
Why is this enough now?
I'd rather listen to a coach who talks in riddles. You that scared of riddles, bro?
Bro, he's gonna keep snapping when I don't understand what he's saying. Give me more riddles and shit.
Imagine that.
Then all of a sudden, I don't get it.
I don't know what I'm doing. How do I prove this show? Life is a challenge, bud. You gotta piece the puzzle together.
Nah, but what if he gives you one of those tough riddles where you're like, fuck, like, yo, I really don't know what he's saying, bro. Like, I really don't know what he's saying.
That's a tough one.
I would not rather bite a kneecap.
Imagine you fuck up a player. You're like, yo, what did I do wrong? Electrical train is going north. Which way is the smoke going?
Yeah, answer the question though, Sonny. Answer the question.
He made up the question.
Answer the question. It's legit. Legit answer riddle, the question, bro. Here he goes.
The electrical train is going north.
So the
at full speed.
The train is going north.
Yeah. Full speed.
An electrical train is going north.
Full speed. Electrical. Electrical.
They are all electrical.
Which way is the smoke going?
They don't smoke from electrical.
Oh, man. Why you had to emphasize electrical?
He didn't emphasize it, bro.
We almost had him, bro.
It's not like you, bro. You're scared of riddles.
Imagine that situation, though. You mess up a play, you get hit with that riddle.
Or, bro,
what are you deciphering from that?
Oh, from the play? I don't fucking know.
Okay. Or it's like, bro.
I didn't have my fucking, my gloves on?
Here's a really good one, all right? You didn't provide enough energy in a play, right? What's a 3-letter word that starts with gas?
You're not Bill Belichick, bro.
Hey, listen, I'm going to need you to put some more effort in. And then he just says that shit.
What are you going to say? You gonna answer the question? Why if you get it, if you get it wrong, you gotta run 10 laps. That's how it goes.
Or bite a kneecap? Yeah, I'd rather run 10 laps.
At least you're getting better with Bill Belichick. Not only are you deciphering,
bro, Dan Campbell riddles, has you turning into what do you call those? A cannibal.
That's good. That's what you want.
No, no. I mean, like, if that's what we,
you
like,
want to eat other men.
What the fuck, yo? What is wrong with you guys?
That's crazy.
That's what you're doing. You're literally eating a man.
You just said cannibal. Like, what if he extends the kneecap to whatever else he wants?
What if he says kneecap and up?
Then it's like, all right, you guys are crazy. He's like, fuck, I gotta come up with the next.
You guys body are part. You guys are crazy, bro, to be thinking that I'm just gonna be eating off a next man's meat.
Bro. You said they're cannibal, bro.
You just do whatever you want for him. You said
that's what cannibals do.
That's not what I said, bro. That's not what I said. I literally just said if he a kneecap to debilitate the other team, bro, I do what it takes to win.
That's crazy. Like, I thought that was an easy one. I just sort of asked that question for the Bill Belichick part. I just found it funny.
Devin, would you rather the riddle speaker?
Yes.
But yo,
that'd be fun.
There has to be a consequence.
I'm telling you, you're getting two benefits.
Yeah.
Athletic ability and you're learning how to solve
some
riddles.
Sort of intellect.
Just keep the brain stimulated. Yeah,
it's turning into a cannibal. Okay. All right.
Why would you pick that one, bro?
Because he's weird.
That's what
serial killer shit.
You want to be a cannibal?
It's not that bad.
Okay, would you rather sniff every NFL lineman's cleat after a rainy game or lick the football after every fumble pileup?
Obviously, sniff.
Lick the cleat?
No, sniff the cleat after every rainy, like the inside of the cleat after every rainy game.
Every lineman.
Or lick the football after a fumble scramble on the floor, right?
What if there were none?
No, man, it's only exclusively fumble scrambles on the floor. You're getting that football fresh after the fumble's recovered, fresh.
It's just been everywhere.
Straight to your mouth.
I don't know. sniffing and licking are two different things, fam.
Exactly. That's why he made the question.
Yo, you're sniffing every single fucking cleat, bro.
Yeah, if it's a wide
after a rainy day, bro.
Hear me out.
You build more of an immune system?
Hear me out.
I think you just fry your nostrils.
That's hear me out. The difference is...
Like, what if there's one fumble in the game?
Why was it specifically a lineman, though?
Because do you know what it is?
They're
greasy-ass cheese.
The lineman's after every snap?
After...
And is it... Oh,
no,
bro, you mean the inside of their shoe?
Inside of their shoe, bro. You're sniffing that,
bro.
You're whiffing that.
I know about green smoke. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, bro.
You have to go on to the next
one. No, I think I'd yak, bro. I think I'd yak, bro.
Yeah, but you have to yak every... you could yak after the 10th one. There's still one more. And this is not even... subs, bro.
It's a good question.
I'll lick the football.
I would lick the football still. Hey, yo. How's that? Yo, bro.
I do the cleat.
Do you know what the green smoke is? Do you remember the green smoke, bro? Yo, you remember the
green... I'm toughening up to the green smoke.
You remember the LBJs, bro.
I'm tough. Yo. I ain't licking the fucking ball, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy.
After a tush-push, I know you're with that, but that is fried.
Imagine a tush-push fumble, bro.
Bro, that's everywhere, bro. That ball went everywhere, bro.
What do you think they're caked in shit?
Yeah.
In cow manure? What do you think they're caked?
Bro, going no, literally they actually into the do. Ground.
That's how they break them in. They use cow manure to...
No, they don't, bro. It's dirt and clay.
Yeah, but most of it is cow manure to... Actually, search it up.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
The football starts out
red. I've seen all those videos of how they prep the ball. It's not cow manure.
The football starts red. And then it somehow turns dark ass brown.
Yeah, to be honest, that was good composure. That's what you had there. That was phenomenal.
It's cap, bro. It's real.
So
he's saying it's
real. Yeah, so they catch the poo out of a cow's ass.
Cow manure is not fucking all. You can go buy cow manure at Home Depot.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking grab it.
It's not cow manure, bro.
Well, that's dung, right?
They have their own shit.
It's the same shit.
Dung? Dung is shit.
Cow manure.
What do you think cow manure is, buddy?
It's
cow shit.
It's like mixed with dirt. Yeah.
So they sell cow poo in the store?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
So they're not catching it with their hands out the cow's ass.
How do you think your dad fertilizes the garden?
Exactly.
Bro, he catches some cows, bro.
Stop this.
What man?
Talking this, about? Like, what are you on right now?
He actually catches the cows, though.
What do you mean?
He catches the cow shit?
Yeah. Your dad does not do that, bro.
How do you have a cow, bro? What are you talking about?
Bro pulls up to the farm.
Stop lying, bro.
I'm just saying. That's what he do, though. I'm just saying, that's what he do. I know it's a little bit unconventional.
You know you're agreeing with this guy. You're agreeing with this guy.
Yeah, fuck. There's nothing wrong with me.
There's a little bit, this guy right, it's a little bit unconventional, but yo, it gets the job done, bro. Shit.
See, like, I know it doesn't get broken in with Calvin. That's why I'm okay with it.
It does.
You think it does.
No, I don't. I was just asking if they catch the shit from the ass.
I don't know, bro. Calling you that is mixed.
What does that have to do with anything?
That would be worse, bro.
Why?
A guy is standing there with his hands open to catch.
They can't wear gloves? Like, we haven't invented gloves?
Why do they have to catch it, Jeff?
A bucket?
I was just asking.
Why can't they pick it off the ground?
I was just asking a simple question. Y'all, you know, took it out of
perspective?
No, I didn't say that.
Or just throwing words around now?
No, I didn't use that
word. I'd sniff the cleat. That's it.
The inside of the cleat.
After every snap?
No, bro. It's just when it rains, man.
Well, just when it rains?
Yeah. After the game, though. After a rainy game.
Only on rain games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Compared to
I thought it was like every game or like every snap or some shit. Yeah.
No. It's crazy.
Because then you're already cutting it down to what fields have
rain or
Listen. The shoes stink. Okay?
That's fine, but you don't get sick. You're sniffing.
Exactly.
You don't know, bro. You never smelted that type of garbage. Literally could go straight to your stomach and yak.
Okay.
You guys are okay with yakking. So.
Okay. Here's another one. Would you rather share a hot tub with the entire offensive line after a double OT loss? So we're talking about a small hot tub, okay? A small tub.
On the team? Am I also offensive? Or I'm just a random guy?
You're yourself. You're yourself and you're in there. Like, so it's for y'all, like, y'all like, together, bro.
As small as the hot tub is the one where we went for Pepe's birthday that one year.
Yeah. And you know how they get down, bro. You know how those guys get down.
How do they get down?
They naked.
Yeah, they're wilding, bro.
Or they're in their boxers.
Okay, what's the other
one? No, put the naked in there. Just
what's the other one?
Make this harder. That's mad.
Drink the water.
What the fuck?
You don't have to drink it all. Just like a ladle.
Jeff, answer, bro.
I'm not drinking the fucking water, bro.
Okay, so you're
going to be in there. Okay.
So you're going to be in
make
there.
Make your decision, buddy.
Wait, I know you have to say it.
I'm be in there. I'll be in there, yeah.
Yo, this guy is fucked.
I'm not getting fucked.
Yo, my gosh, it happened again. My nose is fucked.
God damn it. You think this shit fries your short-term memory? Because I don't remember.
It fries your brain, bro.
It's not FDA.
Did you just go double again?
I went one.
What?
Bro, are you holding
the fuck?
You holding it like this, buddy? Were you holding it like this?
Oh my god.
This guy Brandon just went in the tub, bro.
That's fucked, though.
After you went in a double OT loss,
bro. I still smell it.
Yo, hold up, though. Hold up.
I'm not frying my brain, bro. Yes. Doing hypothetical would you rather? Yes. That's what I would do.
I'm just saying, though. I ain't going to put myself out there to be gay, yo.
I'm not gay. I can say that freely.
Die, bro.
I just don't know a straight man's getting in the tub.
I just don't know.
Better hope. Bro. What is it? 12 men's? 10?
Like, what if...
Yeah, about starting lineup, right? Offensive line?
Yeah, just hope that six of them. Not one of them comes out
five
with a story.
What's that guy?
You want our rotation.
Okay, but so you're getting in there with Trent Williams. I'm just
Lane Johnson.
No, so what if they decide, bro? What if they decide?
That wasn't the question.
Bro. No, I'm just saying, though.
Already done.
Are you intrigued questions. Because it's football players? Like, what if it was just 12 randoms? 12 random guys.
You're already... The question's done, bro. The question's done. Go to the next one.
Like, it's almost like the football guys is like, you know what? Fine.
Fuck it. I already watched them play, you know?
Fuck. We'll get in.
Who cares if they're wearing pants?
Do you remember the question before you close it?
Ben, you're crazy, but that was still...
I smelled that shit.
Okay.
You can pull out some classics if you want Brandon to sniff.
Would you rather get waterboarded with Gatorade? Or...
I don't think that makes a difference.
Probably makes it worse. Fucking chemicals.
The sugar?
Yeah.
Or shower naked in front of your whole team.
They do that shit regularly, bro.
Yeah, but would you do that?
No fucking waterboarding. I'll die.
I die still. Waterboarding is torture, though.
You're not going to die. It simulates drowning.
Jeff, bro, you actually can't.
I probably would die.
You, bro.
Okay, nah.
You can't even do the swimming.
You can't do the waterboard.
You can't even get in water, bro.
You can't take a shower, bro.
You can't even take a shower.
Waterboarding basically feels like...
You're drowning.
Yeah.
So, my whole teammates can be sitting there like this while I'm fucking taking a fucking shower.
Why the fuck? Why would you make it more gay, bro?
No, I just don't get like how you could even try to equate those options to me, though. Like, for real. Like,
have you seen waterboarding, though?
No.
What they do?
Nah, I haven't seen
it. Basically, you lie down and they'll cover your face with, like, let's say, a towel or a cloth or some shit. And then you pour the water through the cloth.
Oh, that shit. Oh, that torture shit.
So you're trying to breathe, but then the cloth is going to make sure that you're not drowning. But just the water's pouring through. Like, you're saying you're still getting the water through the cloth. But just the water pressure from, like, that, you can't breathe through your nose because it feels like you're sniffing in water. Can't breathe through your mouth because it feels like water's going down your mouth.
How long do I have to endure that?
Whatever the limit is that they've tested before you die, yeah. I guess.
And they keep me alive?
Yeah. No one's telling you to die.
They got rid of it because they said it's one of the most inhumane methods of torture. Yeah.
You feel like you're drowning, bro.
What do you mean they got rid of it? Like, you think torture
niggas... I know I'm going to survive after...
Like, military would actually use that.
Like, torture man's play by the rules? Like, that's what we're saying here?
Now, apparently. I mean, there's always war rules that unspoken sometimes.
Yeah, like...
Like, you can't kill a surrendering soldier. Shit like that.
That's a real thing, though. That's a real thing. You think a guy is waving a white flag and they're not shooting him?
There's literally a video of a Russian shoulder or Iran shoulder.
Iran
and Russia, first of all. Russia and Iran.
Shoulder?
Who was it? It was a Russian
soldier.
Yeah, it was a Russian soldier, but he was
caught by the enemy.
I forgot who it was. Caught by the enemy, Ukraine. Was surrendering, but the drone was guiding him to their camp to surrender instead of killing him right there.
It's because Ukrainians are good people, yo. You think if a Ukrainian guy was waving a flag, they would?
I don't know, but that's just a classic war rule that I know about. If you wave the white flag, just like in fighting, throwing the towel, they're not gonna keep beating you up.
Exactly. Well, depends on who you're talking to.
All right, bro.
it depends on who you're talking to.
Okay, bro. All right, bro. Shouldn't I give him the salt?
sorry.
Let me know when you want to get Brandon to take a sniff.
Okay. Not yet.
But then we're all going down with this.
Fuck.
Then, you know.
Okay. I don't know if I have enough for me to be able to take another one.
You know what? Before I ask, how many do you have locked and loaded? Just one?
I'm just going through the...
One should be good enough. So, okay. All right. Here's one that really make you think. It's not. It's a regular one.
Okay.
Would you rather have the career of Russell Westbrook or Scottie Pippen?
Russell Westbrook.
Scottie Pippen.
I gotta change my answer. I forgot.
You want the rings or do you want the stats?
I'd rather go Scottie. I'd go Scottie. Also, he was good.
Russell Westbrook.
He's talking about just his career, right?
What else could he
do? Not his off court shit.
What do you do off court?
No, he said he wants
his wife and shit.
I'd still take the baggage.
You have to take a song.
But yo, Russell Westbrook.
Not Russell Wilson, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Future. No, he's talking about Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen.
Oh, yeah.
Future dealt with that. Bro, in the industry, future dealt with everybody, bro. Whatever. Fuck it. Like, so it's whatever at this point.
No, definitely Scottie Pippen, though. Everybody remembers Scottie Pippen. He's in like 20 different bars.
Who doesn't remember Russell Westbrook?
Westbrook's a mainstream legend.
Historically.
Russell Westbrook's historic, too, still. He just doesn't have the rings and that. Those.
Would you rather be the individual guy with no rings or
the two men?
I think Westbrook. Robin. Because I also get a bigger bag with it, too.
Yeah. Pippen did historically fumble that. But he made it up for it with the Rockets, apparently. I go Westbrook, man.
Really, though?
I don't want to be Robin.
You're also not number two, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's ego shit. I ain't even with the ego shit, bro. I'm trying to win championships, fam. Real shit.
Yeah,
but it doesn't need, like, there's one, there's a number one. After number one, it's like, you're not really.
Yeah, the number one's Michael Jordan, bro. I'm okay with that, really, honestly. I'm going to keep it a stack. Yo, I'm going to keep it a stack with y'all, bro. It's Michael Jordan we're talking about. We're not talking about
that. Yeah, everybody's talking about the rings. They're mostly talking about you, and then you have a couple odd people that are just like, hey, Scottie Pippen also helped.
Yeah. Well, Michael gets like basically all the glory in that. Yeah, I go with Westbrook.
Nah, man.
Westbrook stayed loyal too, man. It's not his, like, it's not all his
fault. Yeah, he was a good fucking guy. He's a good guy.
If KD stayed, who knows?
KD had to go do.
He might get that ring.
Who knows? Might get that ring.
That's a different conversation, though, still.
Yeah, that is a different conversation.
Yeah, I go Scotty.
Y'all wouldn't be okay with being in second man to Michael Jordan.
You know? Well, you're comparing it to Russell Westbrook, though. Russell Westbrook is a solid player. He had a prime, he won an MVP.
Yep.
You know, averaged a triple-double.
Yep.
Broke Oscar Robertson's record.
Made the finals.
Yeah, so I get the arguments, though. I'm just saying.
Crazy highlight reel.
Crazy.
Nasty.
Realistically, like, you weren't a prospect.
What do you mean?
He wasn't
what do you
a
mean
prospect
by that?
Like that coming out of college.
No one thought he was going to be that good.
Yeah, like, he exceeded expectations.
He did. Where did he go to college again?
He's loved by the OKC fans. Everybody that go, whatever team he goes to.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have the ego shit like that. He's okay. Like, when they said, you're going to come off the bench, he...
No, he threw a fit first, and then he conformed is what happened.
Yeah. Still.
I think the Lakers, when he was with the Lakers, it sort of like tarnished his legacy a little bit, but then after that.
He's had a good recovery here with Denver so far, but I don't know, man. I just got to go with Scottie with the rings, bro.
But you got to imagine, KD left you, and you fucking average a triple-double and win the MVP, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Historic.
But for what, though?
That's going to be remembered forever.
No one's going to remember that KD left him and then that's what happened. They're just going to remember that he was historic. But yo.
People aren't going to remember that KD left OKC to go to Golden State? Everybody.
Nah.
And that's the
probably he'll be ahead of Scottie on the top 100 list all time.
It's a pretty good argument.
Depends on who you're asking.
Would you ask you?
I just think that, bro, Scottie was a crazy, really good number two, bro. I think he's undermined, quite frankly. He's just fried in his head, and that's why his legacy is the way it is.
Being on Scottie Pippen's nuts like that is crazy.
That's fucked. You guys just whined all over Russell Westbrook's.
I'm just saying, bro. Like,
you guys just backed him up against the wall, pushed yourself. You guys are fucked.
Come on, bro. Like,
why you say that shit so casually, bro? Like,
well, I don't know, bro. Why? It's not like, it's nuts, bro. Like, it's cooling.
Just chill.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Would you rather wear Charles Barkley's 82-game season-long unwashed jersey to bed for 2 years or shave your head?
We're in the jersey.
Shave my head.
I know he's going.
Dog, I already...
Bust. Yeah, you guys... Yeah,
no,
so
no,
you.
No, bald. Like, bald.
Yeah, I've gone pretty clean. I went to a one, bro.
My shiny shit.
That's fine.
It'll grow back.
Yeah, I ain't
I've gone to a one, bro. After one, it's zero. That's it.
Nah, but it's not the same, though.
I know it's not the same, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
I think their
relationship... I'll get to a one within like 2 weeks, my
I think their relationship with their hair is different.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to restart it still.
Like, I think our hair more personifies, course, like, yeah.
You're
yeah.
wearing his...
If I had you guys here...
Change his jersey to his jock strap for a year. You're sleeping in that.
Yeah.
Wearing his
Why the fuck would I wear his jock strap,
now,
man?
Now what? Now what's your answer?
Like, wear it?
You have to wear his jock strap to sleep every day.
What else would you be doing with it, though? Like, nah, real shit, though. What else could you...
Jeff, what would you rather do?
What?
Would you rather
same do? Question is wear the jock strap instead of a jersey.
Guy's wearing the jock strap.
No. I'm gonna be wearing a wig.
He's only wearing the one.
I'm wearing a
yeah,
wig.
Yeah, I don't think that's worse than wearing a jock strap.
Brother, I'm not doing it. Yeah, no, it isn't. I'm not going meat on meat with a sweaty jock strap. Well, that's that's fucked, bro. Like,
insane.
I'm gonna just have to
But jersey. I'll wear the jersey. Jersey. Sweaty, musty, disgusting. Oh, man.
It's going to stink.
After 82 games, bro.
Nah, because, yo, we had bro on our team last year who worked for like 8. And nah, he literally didn't even play. He literally culminating in the whole season played 25 minutes.
Yeah, he barely played and it's still 25?
Maybe less, right?
Yeah, it's
less. Are you crazy?
So maybe, like 8.
Four.
Maybe like,
you guys keep your... Why doesn't you just watch it?
To ask him, bro. That guy's crazy.
And it's a jersey. You just literally toss it, bro.
Yeah. Brother, me personally, I wash it every week because you just sweat. Like, mad heavy.
I don't wash my hand wraps every week. So yeah. So
hand wraps dank though, bro.
They do dank
immediately. Shit. hand wraps dank immediately.
You guys fucking see hockey shit.
Nah, bro. I already.
I'm good off that stuff.
Bad.
Someone should open up a cleaning service for that. It's pretty lucrative business.
Called any cleaning service.
I'm not touching other people's shit to clean it. Fuck that.
Literally any cleaning service. You think people who clean clothes for a living can't clean that shit, bro?
I haven't worn the stuff, so I didn't know whether. I'm sorry that you're so far ahead in the time.
I'm just saying.
No, it's cool.
Your job is to clean. And what, you see hockey, but like, fuck. Can't deal with this.
There has to be an extra price that for that. I mean, extra tag.
Fuck.
Shit. Yo, bro. Do you remember how football equipment smelled?
Yeah, so you gotta like hand wash it because you can't put it in the wash.
Just hand wash it.
Shit smells like garbage, bro. Like literally.
That's if you don't wash it at all.
Oh, okay.
And even you don't if let it dry does, out.
You wouldn't do that for some money, bro.
I would start a business.
Wear a gas mask?
I would start a business washing hockey equipment stuff.
So. Why limit yourself to only hockey equipment, bro?
All equipment.
Clothes.
But even by all equipment, though.
All equipment,
bro. Man, you're acting funny, bro. You're acting funny, bro.
Okay. Serious question.
All right.
If a man offered you
$100,000. Why a man, though?
You'll find out. To wash his jock strap after 82 games. Damn. Would you do it?
$100 racks. I have to wash it with my hands?
No, you can just
wear gloves, no?
Yeah, you can wear gloves.
So then, yeah. The fuck? No gloves.
No gloves, nah.
No gloves is kind of crazy.
So. No gloves is crazy.
Why would I do that with no gloves, though? Like, just, if you could just give me a good reason why I can't do that. Do I have a skin condition? My hands can't
there's
imagine.
There's no reason, bro. He
you're allergic
you in your
to
eyes.
You're allergic to
I'm
latex.
Allergic to latex?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know them cloth gloves ain't stopping shit, bro.
No one's going to know. No one's gonna know. It's just you.
Why are you saying it like this is? I'm sucking the nigga's dick, bro. Well, yo, like, no, okay, like, why are you? I'm sorry, but like, why are you saying it like
that? I'm not saying it like that.
Like, I'm sucking his meat, bro. Okay, like,
why are you saying that? Why do you keep saying that?
Bro, because that's how you're making it seem.
I'm not.
For 100 racks, though?
100 racks.
Cash?
Cash? With credit? Fuck.
100,000 loan of credit?
You're doing it, bro.
I'm watching it still.
Come on, man.
$100 racks.
It's not cap. Like, we're not taking that 100 racks, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, like,
let's be realistic here.
Like I would even tell y'all.
We're using soap, right?
I would even tell y'all, quite frankly. It even got to be on the lows, gang. Straight up. Yeah. I'm going to drop it in the group. This is a business idea. Y'all need to hop on this shit for real.
Whoa, man. I don't want multiple.
No.
It's just like.
You have your one individual.
You split the 100K. You just. Every week, someone gets a day. Monday, you have to take care of it. Tuesday, you have to take care of it.
You're right.
Eventually, I'm going to just get out of this business. Though.
I've
made enough.
Yeah, for
actually,
sure.
But fuck, man.
Yo, imagine
a money glitch like that.
Imagine a 15-minute wash for 100 racks.
Like, dude, why that long?
Why? You, what the fuck are you doing to the jockstrap, bro?
Hold up, though. The real question is...
You spit-shining it? Like, fuck. It's a jock strap. Like
15 minutes is a long time, bro.
The real actual question.
This kid's fucking dedicated his life to that.
The real actual question is like, bro, we're cleaning it. You know what I mean?
All right, you want to make it worse? You have to use your toothbrush.
Did I use it in my mouth?
No. I'm not. That's too far, bro.
For 10 mil.
Nah.
10 mil, nah.
Nah.
Ben's doing it.
You're doing it. Yeah, he's going, bro.
We might as well sell your soul at that point, bro. Just sell yourself. If you're going to do that for 10 mil,
that
just
is
sell
true.
Yourself.
You might as well start tricking stuff. At that point,
that's too much, bro. That's too much.
Would you guys be like a male gigolo, though?
No.
Just asking. So.
Like
for women, though. Not.
Like, what do you mean, bro?
Yo, a guy who gets called up for
okay,
so
yeah,
you have
like
to go
what?
Have sex with women.
Like a male prostitute. You.
Yeah, male prostitute, bro.
But like, what's in it for me?
Money, bro.
Yeah, but how much money are we talking?
Like, but you could name your price, bro.
You're like a high end one.
Yeah,
like,
you can name your price, bro. Like
5K like Destiny, hour.
Like Destiny. Nah. It's like a one time thing.
Like, not for the night.
It has to be a one night. Nah, just like for the night, like, yeah. It's only women, first of all.
Yes, bro.
I'll give you a question. Would you rather be working at Diddy's house as the guy that applies the baby oil? Or would you rather have to just pick off a piece of gum that's been on the sidewalk for who knows how long and then eat it?
Wow. Okay, at Diddy's house, is it just the women?
Nobody knows. Like, we don't know.
There's no gender.
You're just the guy that applies the baby oil. That's true, bro. To everybody.
I think I'm gonna have to go with the gum still.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm gonna have to go with the gum, bro.
If it's just the women at Diddy's house, yo.
Well, you know it can't be that easy, bro.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
You know it can't be that easy.
You know he's not dealing with just women, bro.
Y'all gonna pick up the gum from the ground.
What are you doing?
So you're gonna oil up. Then a man.
Why,
like,
is the finger like that, bro?
yo, actually,
why was it actually?
What, Mike?
No, go back like that.
Like this?
Yo, how does it do that though?
What
is that? The pinky you broke?
Yeah, like it actually.
No, it's the one you broke.
Curves up. No, yeah. No, this is the one I broke.
That one's that's more the normal one.
Yeah, I think you got it mixed up, yo.
Yeah,
nah, dead ass. I broke this one and this bone.
Maybe you probably fixed whatever the fuck is going on with the other one.
Yeah, because that one is tweaking, bro. All
right, I got another one. Same thing with Diddy, but you're Meek. So you have to live as Meek through those couple years that he was with Diddy. Nobody knows. Maybe, like, first of all, nothing could even happen.
They could be boys.
You could just be boys.
Or they could be fucking.
And yeah, so you don't know. So there's that. Or for every football game, pretty much for the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career, you have to share seats with Jackson Mahomes.
That's a tough one, bro.
I'm sharing the seat with fucking Jackson Mahomes, man. Fuck.
Well,
at least, like, you know.
Yeah, what if
there's no gay shit going on?
Do you, though?
It's a box, bro.
Excuse me, brother. What are you talking about?
I will beat him up.
That's out the way, bro. We can't. Like, how are you just going
to... Bro, I already beat a case, bro.
Yeah, but, like, come on, bro. Meek Mill, you actually don't know if he was gay or not.
Yeah, that's...
It's a gamble. That's a gamble.
That's a gamble. There's one certified.
There's one certified gay guy here.
Yeah.
What?
Jackson.
Okay, I think Diddy is more gay than Jackson Holmes.
Yeah.
If we're being completely honest.
But is it certified though?
After what?
It's Meek more certified than Jackson Holmes.
Bro, the man was in the pool, and Diddy was like, "What did he say?
Come here. What is it, Daddy?"
Something like that. Mm. But I keep getting confused with the scraping and scrapping.
Yeah, see, like you're scraping and scrapping.
No, what's the one in the water?
It's like something like...
I like the way you... What
no,
he
Diddy, he's like, you've been grinding or something, right?
You've been grinding. Oh, but nah, yo, come on, bro. Jackson Holmes, he acts gay. Diddy has cases against him.
Yeah, you know what? Jackson
Holmes
actually has some SA cases against women.
Yeah. It's against women.
So bro, it could all be an act.
No. That's incel shit because you'd be tweaking off and you turn the other way.
Okay, so what would you rather do, bro?
Huh?
What would you rather do,
me,
man?
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
Me personally, I'd probably have to share the seat with Jackson Holmes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this guy?
It's just for the sheer fact that what if they were having...
You would be Meek Mill?
You guys gonna let Jackson Mahomes sit on your lap?
No, that wasn't the question, bro.
I said share a seat with Jackson Mahomes.
Fuck. That's crazy stuff.
Oh, nah.
What would you do, sit on his lap then?
I guess I'm taking the gamble with Meek Mill, man.
Since it's undisclosed.
I don't really think Meek Mill's gay.
Nah, I don't think so either.
Yo, maybe he's not gay, but he did gay shit, bro.
I think that is gay, bro. I think he got wrapped. There's even other shit coming out. You see with this Big U case and stuff saying that Meek got robbed and shit? So I think he had to go get some safety and stuff. What did you say?
Story, right?
Yeah.
What, they stole his shit and tried to sell it back to him?
You know, Friday in my head, I said safety and I thought he said safety because he ripped one. And then I was like, what did you say? You say safety? And then I started danking it. Yeah. But yeah, I think there's some shit going on where he basically needed money or maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, still got a couple more.
I'll end it off with one last. I'm just everybody do that.
I got three more.
All right.
Yeah, this one might get someone. This is where I got the bathwater idea. Would you rather would you rather drink Shaq's bathwater or post up Dwight Howard? Oh, yeah. Brandon, what are you doing, bro? First. What are you doing, bro? What are you doing, bro? And Dwight Howard is a private game.
Oh my god.
At his house.
No cameras.
No lights.
No clothes.
This is actually all in the question?
No.
Yeah. It is now.
So everyone's smelling salts then.
I don't
Give
know.
Me the fucking bottle, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I didn't want to have to go again, man.
No.
I feel like he's capping.
He's not. The eyebrows is not cap. The eyebrows is not cap. Tough,
bro.
Eyebrows are not cap.
No, that one didn't hit right, bro.
Boss.
Hey, yo.
Matt's like, I should have just said, I'll post up Dwight.
I'm going to say nostril, fuck you.
You got to do two, bro. It's your second time. It's closer now. Best the fucking thing, bro.
Yo, actually, it's still here. Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Where the fuck did you
get
that
shit?
Bro.
Yo. Oh. Bro, you got my
fucking Brandon, arm. It's all over my arm.
I'm sorry, bro. Sorry, his reaction.
Hold on. You gotta make me laugh and do it.
What's wrong with my reaction? Holy fuck.
Why did it explode out of his mouth?
Billica.
Yo, that shit's actually fucked. Yeah, bro. I was just saying that.
When you take a bad toll,
it
fucks up your throat.
No, like it actually. I can't even say that. Fuck. Even when I was.
All right, guys, we're at the like we strike doing three. The strike three is big time, bro. That's fuck. In your nose.
Fuck, I'm answering anything, bro.
Took that one pretty close, to be honest.
It was pretty close. I've seen that.
You stream? I don't even know what I'm saying.
Okay, don't know English. Okay, now let's like if Dwight Howard wasn't naked and all that, but at his house,
bro,
I'd play defense, bro.
Defense? No, you have to back him down.
Yeah, you have to back into him.
That's how he's posting up.
No, you're posting him.
Bro, the guy's probably going to have a fucking stiffy, bro.
Chill the fuck out. No, why you going to take it that way, bro?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't do either.
I can't do either of those ones.
We already sniffed, so.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter now. Now you just you just baiting for an answer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was crazy stuff.
No, I was going to no stiffy after that. All right, this is lighter. All right. Would you rather play on 82... Wait, did I say this one? Oh, no. Would you rather play on 82-game season with T-Max attributes and skills or Vince Carter's?
T-Mac. Easy. Any day, bro.
Is it that easy?
Bro, T-Max trajectory was insane, bro.
No. Just one Carter season. Just insane. One season. You're just playing with his skills, size, pause, you know, all that.
Vince Carter. Vince Carter, for sure. What? Athletic ability and
I
shit.
I want to fly, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, man. T-Mac was nasty, bro.
T-Mac was nasty.
13 yo, and 31.
Yeah, but yo, he was actually like just nasty, though.
But I can still smell it, bro.
Yeah, fam. It's here.
It's in your nose.
It's in your nose.
It's in your brain, though.
And then, I can't.
Man, you just took one, bro. We took two. Fuck.
I ain't gonna lie. Number two had me feeling like my brain's zapped. I ain't gonna crack.
I mean, yeah, I ain't gonna crack.
He's done. Yeah, I don't think we should even make him sniff anymore.
I'm good. T-Mac actually was nasty, though. I don't think you guys actually.
It's a tough
Vince Carter
question.
Was nasty too,
nah,
bro.
Man. It's because we saw Vince Carter. Like, he was like.
Vince Carter was nasty, but yeah, I'd say T-Mac was a better scorer, but like, do you want to dunk?
I'm trying to score, though, bro. If I'm having one.
Vince Carter could score.
Vince Carter as much as T-Mac, though?
Yeah, Vince Carter dropped 50.
Yo, T-Mac was... Yo, he was gonna be the next guy.
I think T-Mac was a way more skilled scorer.
That's Kobe.
Especially on Orlando.
No, T-Mac's obviously a better scorer. Yeah, I'd rather Vince Carter could still score with fucking insane athleticism.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, personally, I'd want to know how to dunk like this.
Is the dunk contest included in that season?
Prime.
Then yeah.
What the hell?
You're playing the whole season.
He's saying one season, prime or both.
Well, nah, the dunk contest.
I gotta go T-Max, though. I'm gonna go
T-Max. T-Mac was in the dunk contest.
No, he wasn't. Still.
He was against.
But that was in his prime, though.
Oh.
No, but no, fuck the dunk contest. Like, you could dunk in game, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Vince Carter.
Yeah, I'd probably go VC.
I'm going T-Max.
Just for the dunk king.
Only because, like, I actually, like, been watching his game lately.
Yeah. Okay, here's another good one. Would you rather get 360 dunked on by Ja Morant in a playoff game?
Jeff would love that.
Or actually get one of your ankles sprained from a Kyrie witchcraft crossover?
360 dunk.
360, bro.
I'm not suffering an injury and embarrassment.
Bro. That's
crazy. It's a sprain.
Yeah.
It's an injury.
You know how much those nag?
Yeah, the dunks though.
Yeah. Brother, a 360 dunk on?
It's okay.
That's forever, bro.
The guy's an alien, bro.
That's forever, bro.
The crossover into injury is also forever.
Yeah, that's
insane. I know that Lucas guy, Jordan Lucas.
Imagine getting a crossover and you stay on the ground, bro, because you're in too much pain.
Then they're going to be, everyone's going to be like, bro, yo, get up, bro. Stop the cap, bro. Everyone's going to be like, yo, get up, bro. Stop the cap, bro.
Brother, that one guy, Lucas, I will never forget his name. The guy that LeBron jumped over when he caught that alley-oop. I will always remember that guy's name because he got jumped over on
the
alley-oop.
The thing is, I don't know that guy's name.
You don't remember? Devin, you remember that?
Who?
When LeBron literally jumped over a guy when he dunked on him?
I remember, but I don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah,
I remember.
Brother. I remember the one on the Celtics when he just...
Terry?
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
On the fast break? Yeah.
The pass, and the slam.
But yo, hear me out. We remember Wesley Johnson's name from a random game on a Thursday when James Harden took his ankles, licked his lips, and laced a three.
Bro, yeah, like when bad. Joe Johnson made Paul Pierce touch earth.
Touch earth, bro. And literally, guy fell over on all fours. Like, imagine you get your ankle snatched. Like, you saw your ankle. You already know how this
the sprained
ankle is when it's on your side.
And then they have to replay it, and then they zoom in. Like, oh, when MJ got his ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always remember MJ.
That is true, still.
Yeah. Do we remember people getting dunked on?
I don't remember. But
I guess we don't.
Like, it just happens so often.
Jason Terry.
It happens more often.
I mean, like, you think about Rudy Gobert. He gets dunked on by everybody. But, like, whatever.
360, though. Like, that's...
That's definitely...
That's disgusting.
Highlight, like, permanent highlight.
Bro, there's a 360 layup on a guy, and it's crazy. But, like, this is 360? All contact. Pause.
360, all contact is actually insane, though. Like,
I still doing the 360.
Yeah,
I'm gonna shake bro's hand after the game, dog. I'm be like, yo, good dunk, gang. Cause yo, I wish I could do that.
Some groupie behavior, but
yeah you're just adding in all this extra shit.
I would do all that. I get dunked on like a man and just, you know, dap up after the game. Fuck you, you know.
You're gonna go dap him up and he's gonna be like, yeah, my nuts are still on your chin, bro.
Oh man,
get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, tweaking out on
it. Stop blazing me, bro.
If you got Donawald, bro. He tried to say all that and got Donawald.
Yeah, you got Donawald. As he's walking away, you hear him talking to everybody else. Like, do you see this fucking...
Yeah.
Donawald.
Trying to heal me up and shit, bro.
Donawald means ignored. For y'all to know.
Yo, how does it mean... How does it mean ignored? I know that's what we
I
say.
Didn't fucking come... I thought it was stupid, but now I'm saying it.
Is it like... Is it because, like, you'd be talking to a wall and a wall would donut wall you? Like,
Specs created the word, bro.
Yeah, so... Man, you fucking just hop on all of this shit. No offense. Yeah. Like, I didn't even mean it like that.
That's pretty crazy.
I didn't mean it like that.
What did you...
Me personally, and then you follow it, and then it becomes a word. That's all I'm saying. There's no disrespect, bro. Like, there's no disrespect
me
there.
Me personally, I wouldn't.
You know what, bro?
Don't
honestly,
let him do that.
Honestly,
I'm just saying,
don't let him do that.
I've had a week full of adversity, and you know what? No, at this point, no. At this point of the week, you know what happens? Growth happens in the pause.
In the what?
In the pause.
What's this riddle?
It's not a riddle.
You guys, Bill Belichick all of a sudden.
Y'all still didn't answer the one with the three-letter word that starts with gas.
What is it?
Gas.
Car.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good one still, right?
Technically, it starts with an ignition spark plug.
Yeah, with no gas, it don't start, though. So, I mean, you can say whatever.
Should we do some riddles? Just so we get some more sniffs going?
You can't answer it? What the fuck is this, buddy?
We're almost done here. We had one more question, and that was yours.
Oh.
The really fucked up one, apparently.
What'd you guys? I'm just doing the classic. Nope. You know what the classic is?
What is it?
Jeff, you know the classic?
I do know the classic, bro. Unfortunately.
Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick? Or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
Brandon first.
Give me the fucking bottle, man.
Yeah, so hold
up. This one's closer now.
So hold up, though.
This one's closer.
Yeah, just before you do it. So you, what would you rather do? Before you
do
it.
No, I'm not answering.
Trying to
it's
get
closer
it.
Now.
Oh my god, bro. I can't believe I'm
so that was even close, bro. That was even close.
You cucked out of it.
Oh man.
You gotta this go really time. Close.
I actually. Nostril. See, what's the question again?
Why do you want to air that
back
again,
on the question, bro?
Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
Ah, oh, fuck, man. There's too much dick in there, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's dick regardless and this cake regardless.
That's the question, bro.
It's just the order.
That's the fucking question.
It's a very simple question, bro.
Oh, man. Yo, like, I'm already
done. Good luck to your brain, bro.
I'm already done, though.
I guess you're not.
But yo, I can't sit you on a dick and eat a cake.
We know. Can you do the other one?
The other one.
Sit on a cake.
Can I do it, bro? Because you're taking forever. And I just want to get it over with.
You can do it first? You can do it first. Oh my gosh, bro.
Why did I double take?
The first one, I could have faked it.
Yeah, you could have faked it.
I could have faked it. You can't fake it that.
Okay, you got to smell it. All right. I want to hear the smell.
Bro, it's still coming out of the bottle. Pezzle. Hold on.
Pezzle. It does.
Yo,
it fucking fills the air.
It's around here, bro.
It starts choking up the air.
If you were to get a thermal camera, you see the fucking fumes of this everywhere.
Shit, bro. Shit. Actually, this is going to be crazy. Yo, bro, it's like up here, fam.
Yeah, smell it.
Yo, bro, it's at the edge of the bottle, bro. Yo, it's at the edge of the bottle.
You're letting it out.
It's closer, bro.
I'm done. I can't breathe. It's in my head. Take it. It's in my head.
Oh. These guys are glitching, bro.
Bro, it's in my head.
I can't tell if you're just overacting or actually.
Yes.
Actually,
it's in my head.
It's oversell. I can't breathe.
It's in my head. Oh, fuck. I thought I was going to get it out of your head. How long is we just going to forget to give it to me?
Oh, yeah. You asked the question, guys.
I actually, man. I started feeling like it was moving around my.
Your bowels?
Nah, I wasn't going to say that either.
I'm done.
Bro.
Can't give this AK stuff. We gotta give it to him, bro. We gotta do it when we're just driving in the whip and just talking and just put it in front of his face.
You'll smell this for a second?
Not even that. You just put it there and be like, yo, test this? And you'd be like, what's this?
Yo, have you ever seen the video where the guy did that? It was a fake prank. He did it in the mall to one of his boys, and his boy said, is that fentanyl?
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Was that fentanyl? Oh, fuck. My eyes are already watering, bro. You're a fucking idiot.
Close to your nose.
I've done mine the closest, I think.
That last one was brutal. Still, I ain't gonna kill.
God, I heard him go...
That was actually terrible. This one actually burned my nostril, bro.
Yo, bro. Oh, man.
Damn, bro.
I think my eye. I can't open my eye.
No, I think we're fried still.
Yeah.
Better punishment than this, bro.
Yeah, well.
Yo, I feel like Brandon cucked out of his options, bro. Do it again, bro. Do it properly.
One more time for the.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, fuck it.
You didn't look like you did it. Fuck it. You didn't go close enough.
Fuck it, bro.
Do it hard, cucked down. Oh. There we go.
I do not know why you did that.
I didn't get it at first.
Oh, you did it?
Oh, I thought you got it at first and you fucking doubled.
I was like, yo, why isn't it smelling?
Nah, bro. When I
see, that's the thing. When you think it's not coming, it's coming.
Pause. Hey, yo, what the fuck, bro? Crazy. Like,
that's crazy stuff. Shit turns like it's gay. Yeah.
How do you think it's not coming? It's coming.
All right, I think we're done here.
Yeah, we had to figure out
this shit. I think I'm blind, bro.
No, it's closed.
Close the pod, bro.
All right. Anyways, man, catch y'all next week. Hope you guys enjoyed the Would You Rather version. Just comment your answers in the below there. Peace or else we'll send you the smelling salts and you take it yourself there, buddy.